Someone in the on the secretarial or administrative staff within Lowell Library had discovered there were these disparities. But in order to make a case, they had to get some men to be willing to say this, which of course I was perfectly willing to do for Joan. So they were able to threaten suit or whatever. So for a number of years, Joan and I were, our salaries were absolutely tied, which was itself unfair because at that point Joan was being much more distinguished than I was, but that didn't matter. As long as she couldn't say she was being paid less, she had no kick coming. And then, came the 80s. We finally decided to do something. We sat in the around the lunch table in the faculty house where you could have lunch in those days and talked about this. It was an unlikely group. Carolyn was involved. Joan was involved. Paul Dinter, the Catholic chaplain, was involved. Betty Jamott wasn't there, though she obviously would have been interested. We had the first meeting, and then we had talked about having an all-day conference, which shrank to this by the end of the year. And after that, it sort of burbled on a little bit, but then there was the Commission on the Status of Women in the University Senate got involved, and then eventually EARWAG, which came later. So I'm sure Joan, who was much more involved in all that than I was, would have been able to give you a much better timeline than I. I mean, I was always very interested in this from a purely political point of view. This was an injustice that had to be. As far as getting involved in the actual studies of it, I wasn't qualified, and it wasn't where my primary interest was. That was for other people to do. So I never really, I'd go to EARWAG events, but I don't think I ever belonged to it. I was on there, I guess I still am on their mailing list, but I guess everybody's on their mailing list. But I never was fully involved in it. Carolyn, of course, was. But for me, it was just a question of a political enterprise that had to be attended to. It was never just an English department thing. No, absolutely. I mean, the fact that Joan and Carolyn and I were all together in the English department, but we never thought of it as an English... first of all, because the English department would not be terribly sympathetic. It was not going to be fertile ground. And because we didn't see it that way, we saw it as at least arts and science wide. My recollection, which may be very faulty again, was that we batted around all kinds of ideas. How could we bring pressure? What kind of, and we came up with this idea of a forum, I think fairly quickly, that there would have to be, not this forum, I mean, this first meeting, open forum on women at Columbia, that we'd have to get that done. And we got, that was a good size. My recollection is about 200 people showed up for that. Joan might be able to correct you on that. But I seem to recall that was being a fairly, it was well, we did a good job. And again, you have to thank our graduate students, not just the three on this, but some of the others who were willing to go around and put posters up and make sure that people knew about it. And so people were interested, mostly women, to be sure, but some men.